Dr. Sabre dating an office note on patient Lee Smith, L-E-E Smith, S-M-I-T-H, date of birth is 7/14/1953, date of service 7/24/2023. Per paragraph, the patient is 70-year-old African-American female with past medical history significant for per paragraph 1. History of anemia, next coronary artery disease that's post PCI in the past, next chronic kidney disease stage 3B with right salutary functioning kidney, that's post left nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma in May 2019, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of GERD, next history of diverticulitis in the past. Period. Paragraph. Patient was referred to see me by Dr. Zaka in anticipation of doing a hard cat, possible need for PCI. Period. Paragraph. Past medical history is as mentioned above. Past surgical history include coronary artery disease. Coronary artery stenting and hard cat. Next cholecystectomy. Next gastroduodenostomy. Next, left nephrectomy for renal cancer. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She's a retired data entry specialist. Period, allergies, non-drug allergies. Family history, brother died from complication of end-stage renal disease. Mother with diabetes, period, paragraph. Current medications reviewed include amlodipine, aspirin, carvedilol, Plavix, and levothyroxine, period, paragraph. Review of systems, reviews occasional headache, occasional chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation, no melena. She has nocturia twice at night, no straining upon urination. She has urgent incontinence occasional. She does have leg swelling positive. What other systems are negative? She never received any COVID-19 gene therapy injections. Period, paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above. HNT, pupil generally active to light and accommodation. Injected conjunctive and non-enteric sclera on a cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally. Moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular and rhythm, no muscle and stew, no murmurs, no friction, no lungs, active to auscultation, no crackles, always is heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spiromegaly, no varicose valve or rigidity, extremities, she has one plus edema in both lower extremities, bend in the ankles, period paragraph, neuro exam is done focal, period paragraph, investigations available to me from 7/11/2023, her GFR was 37 milliliter per minute, down from 41 milliliter per minute back in April. Her last hemoglobin was 11.8. Last A1C was around 6.1, period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Right salutary functioning kidney after left nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma. Her kidney function now is at the level of chronic kidney disease stage 3B. She would be at increased risk for contrast-induced nephropathy. However, with prophylaxis with IV fluid administration, her risk will be minimized. I would recommend to do pre and post contrast exposure IV hydration, period, paragraph. Next diagnosis, coronary artery disease, to follow with Dr. Zaka, and for heart cath, PCI soon. Next, hypertension. Control on current regimen. Because of leg edema, I would like to decrease the dose of amlodipine to 5 mg daily. She is going to keep blood pressure logs and show it to me next visit or in between, period, paragraph. Hyperlipidemia history. Patient currently not taking any statins. Next, history of TIA, period, paragraph. Next, obesity to lose weight, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Zaka, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see you back in 2 months, but would like to follow with you in the hospital around her contrast exposure to minimize kidney injury and report. Thanks. CC Dr. Zaka.